money.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight? We are back with the Smoky Shelter with your host,
Big Lance and
Phil. tonight we're doing the 1997 Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Robin Williams, Good Will Hunting. This is a drama, and Podcast Land, if you've been following us, you know I'm not big on dramas, but I did enjoy this movie. I remembered watching this movie. I've seen this movie multiple times. And when Big Lance put it on a list, I was like, I really don't want to watch this movie because I don't give shit about dramas. But here's my thing about dramas. I don't like them, but if I start to watch them, I get into them.
90 what?
It was 97. So now, Big Lance said, you got to watch this movie for the podcast. It's on the list. So I watched it. And I sent him a text as soon as I got done. I said, thank you for making me watch this because I enjoyed it. I did. I enjoyed this movie. Big Lance, you want to give us the rundown on what this movie is about?
All right. It's a bunch of South Boston buddies.
We're going right back into Boston from last week with the town.
All right. It's Matt Damon. It's Ben Affleck. It is Ben Affleck's younger brother.
You know, if I don't put this episode out, let's just say I bank the town for whatever reason. I may put this episode out just saying what I just said and the town come out
three months later. Get into all filmography.
Sorry, go ahead. What?
It is Matt Damon. Are you into all cast members?
Mm-hmm.
It is Matt Damon.
I know how to do my job.
It is Matt Damon. It is Ben Affleck. And it is Ben Affleck's little brother.
Casey Affleck.
He has played in a bunch of stuff here.
Like. And I forgot. I honestly did not know that he was in this movie. I did not know that Casey Affleck was in this movie.
Yeah, he's the one that catches his jizz in the fucking...
Oh, I know who the fuck he is.
He's the one that catches his jizz in the fucking catcher's glove.
What about Cole Hauser? Cole Hauser.
Are you talking about the motherfucker that played in Dazed and Confused? And the motherfucker also played in The Tortured?
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched The Tortured with Lawrence Fishburne, Larry Fishburne?
The Tortured?
The Tortured.
What movie did we review?
Not that one.
What did we review?
Tortured. Or Tortured.
Do I need to pull up our fucking...
Yeah, because the movie I'm talking about is called The Tortured.
We did a movie that had the dude from the video game adaptation Dead Rising. And it had the chick that played in the movie. Fuck, what was she in? She was in Parenthood, the TV show.
Parenthood.
Oh, dude, my battery's fixing to fucking die.
Oh, well, The Tortured has Cole in it, and it's got Lawrence Fishburne in it, and it's about a fucking hostage. They got hostage, and they're torturing him.
All right, well, let's...
It's a totally different movie. And it's got a Mexican we did that in the last movie. Remember the Mexican that we said was in 187 that played in the last movie we done?
Yeah.
Well, was it in Star Trek? Yeah, Star Trek, the Mexican.
The Mexican in Star Trek?
Yeah, the one that played as the Romulan. The Romulan.
Oh, yeah.
He played in 187. He also played in this movie that I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, let's get back into this movie,
Saving Private Ryan.
No, Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
All right, so you gonna?
This
tell
is my movie, man. I love Good Will Hunting.
Then tell me what it's
I
about.
I had the VHS tape of Good Will Hunting. I love this
All
fucking
right,
movie.
Well, let me tell you something, Big Lance. I've never seen this movie before. Tell me about this movie. Tell me. Do exactly what you were about to do with that other movie. Do it. With
I'm about
Good
to
Hunting.
Plug this movie and make you want to love it.
I've never seen Good Will Hunting. Tell me about it.
I'm about to make you love it. All right, Matt Damon, he is a young boy in it. He's probably about 19, 20 years old in it. He's young. He looks very fresh and very fucking muscular and pretty hip. And Ben Affleck's his best friend.
You want to fuck him, don't you?
Yeah, I want to fuck Ben, all of them. And Ben Affleck, and even Robin Williams, man, he makes me want to fuck his mouth. All right, because he's a mouthy motherfucker. And what's that other motherfucker? What's the other motherfucker that played in the fucking Avengers?
Was he in the Avengers?
He was in the Avengers. He's the motherfucking doctor or whatever. He's Jeremy Renner's right-hand man.
And, oh, yeah. He's also in fucking Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah.
As the guy who gets, like, the shark shoves him
What's
into.
What's his name?
I'm looking for him. Oh, he's got a weird name. It's like Stellan Skarsgård.
Okay, he's fucking German.
He's Professor Gerald Lambrook.
That's him. He's fucking like German.
They call
or
him Jerry. Robin Williams is his roommate. He calls him Jerry.
He's like German.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, he reminds me of the principal of Ferris Bueller.
I can see that. Ed Rooney, I can see that shit.
He reminds me of the Ed Rooney. The smarter Ed Rooney.
Right. They didn't molest little kiddies.
Too smart to molest kids. Well, I don't think he actually molested. I think
he just had porn.
I think it was like child porn.
Okay.
On his.
Well, he just didn't have child porn on his computer.
It could have been a virus to put that shit on his.
Yeah,
shit.
No. That dude was dealing his shit to child porn.
You think he was straight up fucking Jared from Subway?
Yeah, he was fucking all Jared right. and all the
he
little
was
kids.
Fucking Jared.
He was fucking
and
Jared
and all the kids.
And all the kids
that Jared
brought.
Wanted to fuck.
Yeah, he fucked Jared and he fucked all the kids Jared brought to him.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway. We're back to Saving Private Ryan with your host, Big Lance.
No, we're back. Good hunting. We
got
to do Saving Private Ryan because apparently you want to do that movie.
Matt Damon fucked a bunch of kids.
No, he did not.
Matt Damon didn't.
Ben Affleck fucked a bunch of kids
off of Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
He fucked all them kids while
with a paddle.
He paddled them and then stuck the paddle up their asses. All right.
That's
squeal like a pig. It was off deliverance. All right. Let's get back into this movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
Good one. And Fury. You remember Fury?
I never watched that movie.
Fury?
With Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt plays a bunch of Nazis.
Never fucking watched it. Let's get back into
Inglourious Bastards.
Ryan. Goodwill Hunting.
All right. Goodwill Hunting. Matt Damon's wicked smart, man.
He's a fucking genius, bro.
Oh, my God. We haven't even mentioned fucking Minnie Driver's sexy fucking ass in
See,
this movie.
See, I don't get that. I don't like Minnie Driver.
She's not hot. But in this movie, she was hot.
I don't get it. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't have fucked her, but I'm just saying I don't get it. Because ultimately, I remember her in Hard Rain with Christian Slater and Morgan Freeman. We're going to do that movie at some point. But I don't know. Minnie Driver's
I like
not
Minnie
hot
Driver.
To me.
I love her.
She's not hot to me.
All right. Well, I wanted to fuck her on this for sure. Well, anyway, old fucking
little ponytailed up bitch.
Anyway, oh my God. They're sitting in the fucking, when he meets Minnie Driver, they're in this fucking bar. And fucking this, Ben Affleck checks these girls out like, I'm about to go fuck these girls, guys. And he runs over there and starts talking shit to them. And this fucking Harvard, because these girls are from Harvard. This bar is apparently around Harvard. And all these Harvard fucking colleagues are coming to this bar and having a drink or whatever. Well, these motherfuckers go over there, and Ben Affleck's talking to this girl from Harvard, and this guy comes up talking about, oh, I know everything.
Fucking blonde ponytail bitch.
Well, I know everything about this fucking history lesson from this fucking thing. And then Matt Damon comes in. He's like, you talking about page 82 from Psalms? Fucking
not Psalms. Yeah, but he was talking about like smart shit. He was like, I read too,
yeah,
motherfucker. Are you going to tell us your real opinion,
says,
or are you just going to plagiarize every goddamn author you know?
Well, you can spend your $100,000 at this fucking place where I can spend fucking 20 cents and late book fees at the library and be just as smart as you piece of shit. And then eventually he ignores Minnie Driver the whole night and fucks off with his friends. And then at the end of the night, Minnie Driver walks up to him and he's like, well, you ignored me. And
she's
I'm like,
you're an idiot.
I'm fucking tired now. I got to go home. but I'd like to have coffee with you sometime. He's like, would you rather have a bunch of fucking caramels? And we could stay.
Because it's the same thing.
Because we could stay up and eat caramels all night. And we could fucking just stay up because it's obviously the same thing as drinking coffee.
he did do that podcast, man. You watched the movie. You know.
And then, all right, well, he gets her number, man. He's like, thanks, bitch.
I got the number.
I'm going to fuck you sooner or later.
That's right.
And then he walks off, and then what does he see at the diner next door?
Yeah, when
he
they walk out, Casey Affleck goes, hey, look, it's that punk-ass bitch
it's
from
that
earlier.
Fucking ponytail next door.
Yeah.
And then Matt Damon walks up and says, hey.
He knocks.
He goes, boom, boom, boom. Hey, do you like apples?
And the dude's sitting there with his knee kicked up. He's like, yeah.
And he slaps the fucking number on the fucking window. And he says, I got a number. How you like them apples?
And all his buddies start busting out laughing.
And them pussy-ass fucking... fucking buff guys that are
keep their goddamn mouth shut and just
and
sit
they
there.
Sat there and eat their fucking pickle sandwiches.
That's right.
Fucking pumpernickel bread.
Fucking.
Oh, but we forget before all this happens. What is Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and Casey Affleck and fucking the motherfucker from Dazed and Confused do?
Cole Hauser.
They beat the shit out of Matt Damon's kindergarten bully. That used to pick on him in kindergarten.
I didn't realize that was his kindergarten bully.
Yeah, he sees him at the fucking, they're at like a little baseball diamond game that is from the fucking high school or from the middle school or some shit.
Right.
They're watching some little baseball game. He's like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, see that motherfucker down there? He used to beat the shit out of me in kindergarten. He's like, oh, yeah, and then they fucking forget about it, and then they see him again walking.
And they're pushing some chick around. See, I didn't get the kindergarten thing.
They see him again.
All I got was that he was being rude to that girl, so they jumped out and kicked his ass. I didn't know it was a kindergarten. I didn't see that.
No,
I'm glad
no,
you
no,
po-
no, no.
I'm glad you
well,
pointed
me,
that shit
well,
out
let
me to
tell
me.
You, when he tells him, he says, he fucking used to beat my ass in kindergarten all the time.
I missed that.
And then... the next thing they do is they're riding around and they see him walking to the basketball court. And he's just playing with the girl. He's pushing her. He's like, that's his girlfriend or something.
Oh, I thought.
They're
though,
playing. Right, they're laughing.
Hold
they're
that
laughing.
Hold that thought. I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to let you finish. But
you
I
seen
thought.
A, you seen him pushing
I thought
that girl.
It was him defending some girl from a dickhead.
No.
That's what I thought.
No, that's like his girlfriend. Okay, they're laughing.
I follow you. Go ahead.
He's pushing her, playing with her, and she's laughing and shit. They're all laughing. And then they go to the basketball court and start playing basketball. And then Matt Damon's like, we're finna beat these big motherfuckers' ass. And Ben Affleck's like, but we just... And no, Casey Affleck's like, we just got snacks.
I just want to eat. You need to talk about the fact that he made them. He's like, we're putting
we'll
this burger
back
on.
We'll go back to that. Right. Casey's like, we just got snacks. Ben Affleck, if you're not out of this fucking car in 5 minutes, we're going to beat the shit out of you after we beat the shit out of them. And then everybody jumps out of that fucking car. Matt Damon.
And it's all slow-mo.
Matt Damon's getting his ass kicked by two of them. Two of them's kicking his ass. And then
Casey. Well, he runs right up. He's like, hey, dude, you remember me from kindergarten?
He punches the guy. He gets the better off of him. But then two of them jump on Matt Damon. Ben Affleck's beating the shit out of one of them. The other guy from Dazed and Confused beating the shit out of one of them. Matt Damon's getting jumped on by two of them. And then Casey Affleck comes up and kicks that guy in the fucking face.
I remember that. And it was all slow-mo.
And then it was Ben Affleck and all of them just beating the shit out of all of them. And then the police come up. And then...
they all took off except for Ben Affleck's crew.
No, except for Matt Damon. Matt Damon was the only one left.
No, Ben Affleck and Casey were there too, but they only arrested Ben Affleck because he hit the officer.
Because he hit the officer.
The officer grabbed him. He turned around and hit the officer, and they locked
but
him up.
But yeah, you can see Ben Affleck fucking with Casey Affleck when they're riding around in the car at the beginning. Casey Affleck's sitting in the fucking backseat because he's a backseat.
It's not his brother.
He's a little brother.
No, it's not.
But yeah, but you can tell their little brother fight.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell their fight is just a little brother, big brother fight.
Like me and you.
Yes, and this motherfucker tells him, he says, Give me my fucking sandwich. I'll put this fucking sandwich on layaway. You give me your 15 cents today, you give me your 15 cents tomorrow. At the end of the week, you get your fucking 65 cent up. You can have your fucking burger, you motherfucker. He's just fucking with him because he's his big brother. And that's all that is. That's a big brother, little brother fight.
But they're not in the movie.
Not in the movie, but you can tell. You can tell they're fucking, you know what I mean? You can tell that.
I don't think I knew it in the first go around.
I didn't. I never knew that until I watched it again and I seen some shit.
No, I didn't know it until I seen Casey Affleck come out with a movie without Ben Affleck. And I really? Said, oh, that's his little brother.
That's his little brother.
And then I was like, that he was in Good Will Hunting.
Right. Well, I just recently knew that. Well, but anyway.
Let's get
they
more.
Beat the shit out of the guys. Yeah. And then eventually,
he gets out of jail, and he's got him a coffee ready. All right, then we get into, all right, here's the deal. You're out of jail, and this is what the Skarsgård dude tells him. He's like, you get out of jail under my supervision.
You got to go through therapy.
You got to do the math courses with me, and you have to go through therapy.
And I'm gonna get you a job.
He's like, I'll do the math. I ain't fucking doing therapy. He's like, well, it's better than doing time.
And he goes through, what, 4 or 5 therapists?
Hey, the first one, he's like, come on, it's all right to admit you're gay. And he's like, what? I'm not gay. He's like, oh, you've been wanting to fuck me since the minute I walked in. He was like, you're gay. And he was like, yes, I cannot do this. I'm sorry. I mean,
and then the next guy was a hypnotist, and he tells him, he's like, yeah, I'm in the room, and there's a guy, he's touching me.
He's standing over me, and now he's touching me. Where's he touching you? In my private areas or something. He's like, down there. I think he
down
said,
there.
Down
he says
there.
Down there.
And he was like, what now? And he starts just singing that song. I can't remember the song he sang, but he just started singing that song.
Fly rockets at night.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Yeah.
And then they get Robin Williams in there, and he pisses Robin Williams off by going, you had problems with your dead wife. And he's like, time's up. Get out.
Nah, he puts his hand on his throat.
Oh, yeah, he grabs that. He chokes. He's like, don't ever talk about my wife.
And Matt Damon's like, yeah, okay. Well, then the next.
And then he leaves. The Skarsgård guy comes in and says, look, I understand if you don't want to see him anymore. He's like, have him here Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Yep. And then he comes back and he's like,
let's take
a walk. How much do you lift?
He's like, no.
How much do you lift?
No, before that. He comes back the second time. He's like, he walks in, and Robin Williams grabs his coat, and he says, let's take a walk. They go to the pond.
It's like they're sitting on a bleacher almost.
They're sitting on a bench in front of the pond at the park. Yeah. And he tells him, he says, I get where you're coming.
He says, I realize that you come to me, but you don't know what it's
what
like.
What I've been through, the pain I've felt.
No, he says, you don't know what it's like to actually love somebody.
And to feel the pain of losing them.
You don't know what it's like to hold.
You're a kid.
I could ask you about war.
You'd read me something from a book.
But you don't know what it's like to hold your best friend's head in your arms while he's bleeding to death and dies.
I could ask you about love.
And you'd read me some scripture from
Shakespeare.
And
but you've never felt real love. And he makes this bitch think with this shit.
And then, it makes me think. Dude, this is the most memorable role Robin Williams has ever put on for me. This role, Robin Williams, I love his comedic act, but this is the realest that I've ever seen Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
And I love Robin Williams for this role, man. It made me think about things in a different way. It made me think about love. It made me think about war. It made me think about fighting. It made me think about fucking. He says, sex. You can tell me about sex. You can tell me about all the bitches you done fucked. But you can't tell me about the one that made you feel this way. You know what I mean? And it just...
He's like, I did lose my virginity. I have gotten laid.
Oh, I fucked somebody.
You've probably never even been laid. Hey, can I talk about something, though?
Yeah.
And then he gets into the conversation. He tells him about his wife on the next go around. And this is after after what you were talking about was how much you lift. Because the next particular one they did, No one said anything. They sat there for an
hour.
They
just sat there for an hour.
And left, and Skarsgård...
I thought they did that a couple episodes.
Well,
a couple.
Skarsgård said, what'd y'all talk about? He's like, we didn't say a word. But like, y'all were in there for an hour.
I can't break before he does.
I can't break before him. So then the next time they got together, and they may have done that a couple of times, and they flashed forward.
I think it was like once or twice.
All right. Well, then they get into the next one, and about halfway through... He said Matt Damon breaks. And says
he starts talking about it.
And then they get talking about how much you lift and all that shit. But then he starts talking about his wife, and he's like, well, he's like, let me tell you how I met my wife.
I actually think the lifting thing was the first conversation.
It could have been. So he says, let me tell you about how I met my wife. He said, I got tickets to the 69
some Boston, big ball game.
Well, it was the Boston
Red Sox, yeah.
The world-winning fucking World Series
It was 90 or 80-something.
It was 80-something. World-winning home run that made them win the World Series. I had tickets for it. He was like, oh, my God, that one where he knocked that bitch out and hit the post and went on the other
side.
They
both went fucking crazy about the conversation.
Yeah, I had tickets to that one. So you, how was it like?
I was at a bar with a girl.
I didn't go. I was at a bar with my future wife. And he was like, how did your friends not let you go? He's like, I just told them.
They understood.
He said, I just told them, I got to go see about a girl.
See about a girl.
And he was like, but you don't regret that? And he was like, man, I met my wife.
I don't regret waiting in the doctor's office for 6 months while she died. Yeah. I don't regret every
the pain afterwards.
Every fucking
everything.
Second.
And then Matt Damon said,
he's like, you threw in all your chips and then you ain't gonna go out and find somebody else.
Right. And he was like, no, that was my wife is dead.
My wife is dead. He's like, but I know, but you ain't gonna find some.
But then,
my wife is dead.
But then Matt Damon says, but it'd been cool to see that home run. He was like, I didn't know he was gonna hit a home run. He was like, I didn't know he was going home run.
What about at the end when he says, I'm going to see about a girl?
Well, you jumped the gun.
Well, I won't jump
it.
Yeah,
I mean, that was...
But then
that
at
happened.
The end, Matt Damon, Robin Williams decides to go find another woman.
Well, let's get into this. Then we have the conversation of...
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Before that, Ben Affleck... goes in place of him for a job in
And he's like, Retainer,
give me all the money.
I'd feel a lot better about this conversation if I had $200 in my pocket. You know? Fucking Ben Affleck played this. I love that part. Retainer. I'd feel a lot better about this conversation if I had $300 in my pocket.
$200.
Or whatever it was.
Alright. So then we go on to the part where he tells Matt Damon, he's like, you know, my dream is one day to come to this home. Your house, knock on the door, and no one be
my
here to hear.
My best feeling every day is the 10 seconds that I get out of my car and walk to your house, I think that you're not going to be there. I think that I'm going to look in and see all everything gone, and you're not going to be there. No word, no note, no nothing. And I don't know what happened, but I know that you're having a better life out there.
And then,
if you fucking stay here your whole life, then you're fucking me. Is what he's saying.
I think he said, if you stay here, I'll beat the shit out of you or I'll kill you.
He said, I'll fucking kill you.
If you stay, if you're here in 20 years, I'll fucking kill you. And he's like, what? But, all right.
You owe it to us. You don't owe it to you. You owe it to us.
You know, we fucking completely didn't mention the part that the way we found out he was a genius was by answering all the questions on the chalkboard.
Yeah. He answers all the questions on.
And then when Skarsgård,
he's a fucking janitor at a college, and Skarsgård sees him writing on the chalkboard, and he says, "You're fucking graffitiing on my fucking."
Fuck you!
He says, "Fuck you!" He said, "No." First, he says, "I'm sorry," and he's walking away. He says, "No, you're graffitiing." He says, "Fuck you!" And he walks away, and he runs away, and he don't find him.
And then he comes back and he's like, the answers are right. He realizes that's the dude. But anyway, we backtracked. So now we're at the part where
Ben Affleck tells him, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Skarsgård gets fucking Matt Damon a big time job lined up. He agrees to take it. And then Ben Affleck and them give him
First they give him a job with the fucking CIA or some shit. And he's like, okay, what if I go and work for you. And then I solve some big fucking password. And then all of a sudden, the guy that my neighbor over here, he's paying 20 cents a gallon for gas. And then all of a sudden he gets shot up because of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He goes in this big fucking scenario that comes back to him actually losing money off some groceries or some shit. I don't know. But it's some big fucking huge thing that comes from country to country to country. And he's like, well, what if that happens? I don't want to fucking be that guy. Right. And he fucking refuses that job. And then what? Well, he gets him a job where now?
All right, well, he gets him a job lined up. And the biggest point is, at this point, this is after Ben Affleck and Casey and Dazed and Confused, dude, give him a car.
They give him a car, yeah.
A piece of shit car, but it drives.
Piece of shit car.
He's like, this is the ugliest thing I've ever seen, but it drives.
I'm going to stop for a second.
Go ahead.
Any of these jobs that he's taking for these big companies, he could say, look, I don't have a way to go. I'm going to need y'all to buy me a vehicle.
And they would.
And they would buy him a nice motherfucking vehicle.
They wouldn't buy it for him. They'd put it on the company.
It'd be a company car. It'd be a company vehicle. And it would be like that. Yep. He would have a brand new fucking very nice vehicle. But now he's in this piece of shit red car.
He takes his car and he goes to Robin Williams' house and he puts a note in his mailbox and drives off.
I'm going to see about a girl.
Well, yeah. Robin Williams opens it and he says, please tell Skarsgård that I appreciate the job offer, but I'm going to see about a girl. And
that motherfucker
said, he laughs.
He stole my fucking line.
He laughed and said he stole my line.
I love Robin Williams in this movie.
Well, then Ben Affleck runs up there and he's knocking on the door. No one answers. He kind of looks through and then he walks over to the window and he looks through the window and he sees that the place is empty and he looks back and this is the best Ben Affleck role I have ever seen. And I love Ben Affleck in the right roles. He's good in certain kind of dramas. He's good in the right roles. Some roles he's not good for. Daredevil was not a good one. But this fucking line, not even a line, just a facial expression. When he looked through that window and seen it was empty and pulled back and the camera faced on him, he just kind of looked surprised.
He smiled a little
bit.
Well,
hang on.
A quick smirk.
Yeah, he looked surprised, confused, and then threw that smirk up and was like, my nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, my boy, my motherfucking brother. I mean, he was like, fuck yeah. He did it.
And then he gets in the car and he says,
he's gone.
He tells Casey.
No, he just says he's gone. Casey Affleck jumps out, runs around, jumps in. Shotgun. Cole Holder should have got out, grabbed him, threw him back in the backseat and jumped in.
Cole would have got shotgun in real life.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I love this fucking movie, dude. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. I'm glad
What about Ben Affleck talking about Damon Cole? Cole, he's a fucking beast, man. He's beating the shit out of everybody. He's doing some crazy shit. You don't remember that part?
Yeah.
Where they're talking and he's like, we can't control this young man. Mm-hmm. You don't remember that?
No.
Well, something about he had done gotten a fight after all these
Cole.
We didn't get to see
Cole Holder. Holder.
No, not Cole.
Ben Affleck.
Casey Affleck,
okay.
Ben Affleck is talking to Matt about some big fight that Casey got into after the fight that they got into. He's like, we can't control this young man. He's fucking crazy. Yeah. And then because you know who the craziest one is out of everybody in the world?
Who's that?
The youngest person that don't care about nothing. The young people in the world that don't
As you
care.
Get older and you start caring about things, your life becomes duller because you're not as impressive. When you start caring about your credit score and your home mortgage and shit,
your family.
When
you're younger, you don't care. Life
Who gives a fuck? I'm 19. I'm 10 feet tall and I'm bulletproof.
Right. Life ain't what it is now. You know you ain't got but so many years now. When you're 19, you think you're fucking
you think you're gonna
live forever. You think you're going to live forever.
10 feet tall and bulletproof.
But when you're 30, you realize, hey, you don't got but so much life in this world.
That's right.
Let's fucking act right.
Let's not do stupid shit that will get you killed.
Young, careless people in this world. And that's what Casey Affleck was in there. Right. And I remember them talking. They had a conversation. He's like, yeah, he fucking beat the shit out of this guy or some shit. I don't remember what they said, but he's like, yeah, he beat the fuck out of him. Well, he's going crazy. We can't control him or some shit.
Right.
And it was after that big fight between all of them that Matt Damon enticed. All
right, well, Big Lance.
We didn't mention the fact that when they meet Minnie Driver, after he keeps saying that I got so many fucking brothers and 12 brothers.
He
and
kept lying to her.
He kept lying. He's like, you don't want to know. You don't want to know that I got beat with fucking ranches and fucking cigarettes and cigars put out on me. You don't want to know that shit. Yeah. He fucking has a big
conversation. She was like, I do because I love you.
Yeah. But, damn, what was I saying right before that? You forgot.
I wasn't listening, so I probably forgot.
That just made me remind me of that.
What I want right now is a rating and review, Big Lance. Rating and review on Good Will Hunting 1997.
I love Good Will Hunting. It's one of my favorite dramatic movies.
And I'm not big on dramas, but it's got to be one of my favorites, too.
I think it was really good. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck had a lot to do with the writing, right? They wrote
this movie.
I think they wrote this movie.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon wrote this movie.
Right.
They wrote it.
Matt Damon is showing his motherfucking talent in this shit, man. I really enjoyed this movie.
Oh, yeah, me too.
When I watched this movie for the first time, bought it on VHS, I was probably 14 or 30. I was probably younger than that. What year?
1997.
17?
It was
10 years ago.
It was 20 years ago. Oh, we getting the extreme alert. I'm telling you, Podcast Land, we doing this shit in the weather. This shit.
Warning in this area till 11 p.m. EST. Take shelter now. Check local media, NWS.
Guys, there's a tornado warning in this area till 11 p.m. I mean, it's just getting bad, but you know what? The Smoky Shelter is here for you guys.
We don't care. If it's going to kill us, it's going to kill
us. It's going to take us out one way or the other.
Hey, might as well get us on recording.
Oh, right?
Like, oh, shit, the tornado. Oh, fuck, it's got us. We're going around in circles.
It ain't going to go out, though, because I hadn't mixed it down and put it up.
Well, let me tell you, man, Ben Affleck, I liked his role in this. It was same role
as the town.
As the town.
It was.
Almost the same as Dazed and Confused. He was just an asshole.
He was just younger in Dazed and Confused. He ages really well, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's black don't crack. His fucking tan don't crack. All right.
Sure.
He's Batman, man. Batman lives forever.
He was fucking buff as shit in Batman.
He was.
V Superman.
He buffed himself up for that.
I'm telling you, this motherfucker.
You know what? The movie.
Would
he
you
did,
fuck Ben Affleck?
No. Yeah, if he gave me money. Listen, Ben Affleck. Let me tell you something about Ben Affleck.
No. Yeah. If he gave me money, go ahead.
He's a good actor, for one.
I agree.
He has progressed totally since he started off. He has done a really good job of becoming a way better actor than what he began being.
Absolutely, I agree.
Well, we'll just see more about it. But I want to say one thing. The devil, what was it, Daredevil?
Daredevil.
He did a good job of acting in that. Even though it wasn't a very good movie of his, the acting from him was very good.
I'd have to rewatch it. I ain't seen it in so
years. The acting from Daredevil, the acting
I just remember
from him
I didn't like it.
Was very good. It just wasn't the best script for him. You know what I mean? If you rewatch the movie, he did a really good job of acting.
Hey, I taught Ben Affleck up on the Batman v Superman episode. I went in going, Batfleck is going to suck it.
I did too.
Ben Affleck is not going to be a good Batman. He sucks. I don't like him.
He's not Michael Keaton.
No,
I
love
not
Ben
fucking
Affleck.
Christian Bale.
I love Ben Affleck in Argo, Reindeer Games. I love him in the dramatic kind of
Reindeer
roles.
Reindeer Games is awesome.
Oh, we're going to do that one this year for sure. I love him in the dramatic roles. He's awesome. Argo, I mean, I love it. When I heard that goddamn he was gonna be Batman, I was like, no, Batman, no, he is not Batman. He impressed me. Honest to God, Batman v Superman as a whole sucked. The best part about Batman v Superman, and you can go back and listen to the podcast episode, we'll talk about it. The best part of Batman v Superman is the fact that Ben Affleck killed it as Batman.
He did good.
He did.
All right. Now, let's go into rating and review.
We're in rating and reviews.
I never rated it, though.
You're reviewing it right now.
I know. I reviewed it. I know. And then we just went into a bunch of shit.
We started talking about Ben Affleck. Go ahead. Review it. Give me your rating and review.
I'm
going to
give
Lance.
You my rating. I didn't give you my review. It was 30 minutes long.
Yeah, it was.
But my rating is...
Now you're looking at fucking time, bitch. I see. Okay.
I'm
gonna
give
all
this,
night long, you ain't looked at time, but tonight,
I'm gonna
now
this,
you're looking at time.
I'm going to give this an 8. 8.
It's a weird, obviously weird number, but okay.
Why? Because that ain't an 8.5.
It's just an 8.8. Okay.
It's an 8.8.
Are you done? You want me to go in mine?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with most of what you said about Ben Affleck. I also agree that, you didn't say it, but I think you'll agree that Matt Damon did the exact same thing as Ben Affleck in this movie. He impressed from start to finish.
You want to talk about when she came out of her mouth with the tea?
That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
Shoot. What was
it?
It
was a joke about, she was telling, he told a joke about his uncle or whatever that got pulled over by the state trooper, and he ended up, the state trooper and him, he got pulled over, he was drunk, and the state trooper and him witnessed somebody crash up the road, and then his uncle was so drunk that he took the state trooper's car home to his house.
Yeah.
And
he's like,
the state trooper come to my house the next morning, he was like, let me get in your garage. And he's like, what? And he went in his garage, and his state trooper car was there. It was like, well, the state trooper was so embarrassed that he just let him go with it. And then she was like, well, I'll tell you a story. It's about these two grandparents, Margaret and Melvin.
Nathaniel.
Or whatever the fuck their names are.
I don't fucking know.
She's like, this is our 50th anniversary. And he's like, what do you want for your 50th anniversary? And he's like, I would like a blowjob, Andrea. And she's like,
because you've never given me a blowjob,
like,
Andrea.
Well, certainly I'll suck your dick tonight. And then she starts sucking his dick. And then all of a sudden, he's like, well, what do you want since it's your anniversary too? And she's like, do it again. And she spills the cum all out of her mouth.
The Coke. Tea or whatever it was.
Yeah, she takes a big swallow of Coke or something. And she's like, do it again. And it spills all out of her mouth. That
it's
was
pretty
funny.
Everybody laughed at that.
That made me get hard. I'm just all playing. Right.
My rating and review on this movie. I enjoyed this movie. I remember watching this movie multiple times, and when I say multiple, I don't mean 15, 20. I mean maybe 2 or 3. I enjoyed it when I watched it. I remembered enjoying it. It's not a movie I wanted to revisit. I probably won't want to revisit it in the future because unless I'm forced to, but Lance forced me to for the podcast. So I watched this movie. In with my regressions, I was like, I don't want to watch this movie, but I'm going to watch it. And I'm happy I watched it because I did enjoy it. And if I ever watch it again, I'm sure I'll enjoy it just as much. It's a good fucking movie. The writing, which is by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, are really fucking good. I mean, they did a good job at writing.
Ben Affleck's a good director.
He is. He didn't direct
producer.
This. But he wrote it. Him and Matt Damon wrote it. I think Robin Williams was good. I think Skarsgård was good. You know, I mean, I know we keep calling him that, but that's his name as far as I'm concerned. He was good. I enjoyed Minnie Driver. I'm not a big fan of Minnie Driver. Not because she's not a good actress, because she is a good actress. She did real good
she's
in this.
She's an awesome actress.
She's just not very pretty to me. But that's just my opinion.
She was very genuine. You could not tell she was acting.
You're right.
It was her.
Actor.
That was her.
She's a great
actress.
When
she starts crying and she's like, tell me, I want to know about your life. Or whatever. I'm fucking almost crying myself.
Well, I'm going to give this movie an 8.5. It made it into the great. It is It is a great movie. So
he usually don't give a fuck and give my ratings, my movies, good ratings like this ever. So
this was a good one. I enjoyed watching it. I probably won't watch it for many, many years, but when I finally do go back and revisit it,
you'll
and watch
enjoy it,
it
and I'll, love it just as
absolutely.
Same.
I'll go fuck yeah! I'm glad I watched it. This was your pick, so it's on me. Well, obviously,
see, that's the good thing about me picking the third movie.
It's on me. All right, Robin Williams, your pick first. We did this out of order. We didn't do budget versus box office, but we will do that next.
All right, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, nice. Okay, nice. Can't say Good Will Hunting.
Stripes.
Nah, that's not a movie he was in.
He was in Stripes.
I don't think he was, but I'm going to go. Jumanji.
He was in Stripes.
I don't think he was, but if you want to call that out, I know what movie you're talking about now, so if you want to call that shit out,
it's, I'll call Good Morning.
It's your pick, because I said...
All right.
I said Jumanji.
Vietnam. Is it Vietnam?
And what is it?
Good Morning, Vietnam.
That's it.
All right. That's
it.
That's my last one.
See, I could have just kept fucking with you and going, is that it? Is that your final answer?
You
but I gave it to you.
I'm glad.
Because I love you, brother.
I would give it to you if you did that.
I love you, little brother.
I love you, big brother.
Big brother.
If I was your older brother, how would you feel about me?
Fucking hate your guts for pissing on me at night. Anyway, my pick is back to me. I'm going to go. I already said Jumanji, right?
Yeah, you ought to be put down and fucking euthanized. Euthanasia. Dude.
Oh, fuck, man. I got a bunch of them, but I don't know which one I want to really fucking pick.
Pick one.
Flubber. That was a bank, but I had to throw it out there.
What are we talking about?
Robin Williams. Movies he's been
Robin
in.
Robin Williams.
Movies he's been in.
Well, he played in that one I'm thinking of. Miss Doubtfire, too.
No.
Yeah, he was in 2.
No.
There was a 2.
No.
There was a 2.
Do you want me to challenge you on this?
Challenge me.
I'm challenging you. So this means if you're wrong, you just automatically lose.
This was a 2.
Are you sure you're pushing?
There was a 2.
Mrs. Doubtfire 2 is definitely never going to happen. Thank God.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, then I'm going to go with...
you going to get a redo. Okay, let's get a redo.
What's that fucking one, man, where he's a fucking... He's a doctor.
Oh, I know that one, too. And I didn't think of that one. Thank you for giving me that one.
I didn't fucking think of the name of it, man. Saint... Is it Saint something?
Is it? I feel like I'm going to have to do a whole lot of cutting.
Can I say Mork and Mandy? Mork and Mandy.
It's a TV show he was on? Yes.
I'm going to say Mork and Mandy.
You can say that.
I'm going to say Mork and Mandy.
All right. You can say that. It's a TV show he was on. You said Mork and Mandy. I said Patch Adams, which was what you were trying to say. So it's your turn.
Do you know anything else he played in?
Oh, yeah.
Said Jumanji.
I already said Flubber, didn't I?
You said Flubber.
I did say Flubber.
I'm fucked up on it. I can't think of one. Let's just end it.
1 hour photo booth?
I don't know that one.
That was one where he played a creepy stalker.
I don't know that one.
Fuck. Actually, I had about 3 more, and I can't think of any of them now.
I think you're lying.
Jack.
He played in Jack. Damn, I should have known that one.
That was one of the ones I couldn't think
of. I should have known that one. That was like Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah, he grew quicker or some shit.
He was a grown man from the beginning with it. Hold on, I got a phone.
Wait a minute. He got born into this person as a grown person? Put her on the mic.
Hold on.
Put her on the mic.
Hello?
Are y'all still podcasting?
Yes,
yeah,
we are, Teresa.
We're podcasting.
Okay, well, you stay out there for about another 45 minutes, okay?
Well,
weather's coming in bad.
This is getting rough.
It's tornado
y'all
Valley.
Y'all need to be listening to the weather a little bit, trying to anyway.
So I need to stay in the eye of the tornado for 45 minutes?
She's just saying you don't need to get on the road for 45 minutes.
Well, I'm in the eye of the tornado right now. You want me to stay in the eye?
Yeah, just stay in the eye.
All right, well, just fuck with this tornado. Just let's just fucking talk shit to it. All right, I'll be home soon. That tornado ain't gonna fuck with me.
Well, it's won't try to go nowhere, baby. It is already raining really bad. It's supposed to start hailing
just
in just
chill
a few
with
minutes,
us, man.
Okay?
You can come inside and chill with us if the weather's too bad.
Does Philip got food for Big Lance?
I don't know. Probably not.
Well, then I don't think I can chill.
Then you're going to die.
Big Lance might die for a burrito.
From Taco Bell.
I got one. I got a chalupa in the truck.
Well, then you good.
I need more than a chalupa.
You know, I got something in there you can eat on, dude. Well, if nothing else, I got bread and bologna.
He got something I can eat on it too, baby.
Tell her I got you.
He said he got me.
Alright, y'all be careful and stay safe.
Alright, keep it crispy.
Bye, Teresa. Ja-crispy.
Keep it crispy. Can you say keep it crispy?
Can I say what?
Can you say keep it crispy?
We're still stealing shit.
Keep it what?
Can you say keep it crispy?
Keep it crispy?
Bye.
He had to argue.
Fuck, how many times you gotta say it before somebody recognizes what you're saying?
All right, budget versus box office, Big Lance. What did this movie spend?
It really didn't need much money. Yeah, I'm gonna say,
and they wasn't even big at the time.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it spent $2 million, $3 million,
$10 million.
Wow, it spent way more than I expected. It probably made about $25 million.
$138 million.
Oh my fucking Jesus.
$138 million.
That's what got Matt Damon rich as fuck.
In 97.
That's what made
million.
That bitch get it skyrocketed like he did.
What you think it did opening weekend? Spent $10 million opening weekend.
Opening weekend definitely did the $25 million I mentioned.
Been blow your fucking mind. 272,000 dollars is what it did open.
Wow!
Weekend.
Then people said, "Wow, this is a fucking
word
awesome.
Of
Maybe
mouth."
Y'all come fucking listen.
Word of mouth. Shove this motherfucker into.
That's crazy.
A goddamn 130%.
That is fucking crazy. It went from 200,000 to 130 million.
138 million.
But, you know, back then they did play movies a lot longer. So you got to take that in consideration.
Oh, yeah, because this was as of July 24th, 1998.
Yeah,
this
gotta,
movie come out sometime in 97.
You
got
to take that.
It probably come out in fall of 97 and run to summer of 98. So it did.
I would say it at least did 6 months in theaters.
But with that being said, can. I mean, if you had to say right
well,
now.
Well, let me tell you something.
Hold on. Let me ask you. It made $138 million in 1997. What would that be today?
Can I tell you?
In 2017, 20 years later, this movie, this is the 20th anniversary of this fucking movie. Do
you
realize that?
Can I tell you
something? It's the 20th anniversary of this movie.
Wow, that's cool.
Tell me
something. Can I tell you something real quick?
Cut me the fuck off. Go ahead.
Back in the day. When movies come out, you know when they come out?
When?
In the summer.
Well, summer blockbusters did, but some movies didn't. So you saying this movie run for a year?
Can I tell you something? Most movies that come out back in the 90s and before.
Oh!
In the 90s and before. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Come out in the summer, and they lasted between 3 months to a year. Now that movies come out, they come out all during the seasons. Spring, summer. Now, the summertime, they do pull out the biggest movies.
The big dolls come out during
Guardians
the
summer. Like Guardians of the Galaxy come out. Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, they know that the big movies are coming out during the summer. But all through the year, movies are being pulled out. And some of these that are coming out during the fall and spring and winter are some of the big movies. They just have to be seen first to be considered
right.
A big movie.
I agree.
Now,
with
all
you.
These that are coming out in the summer are considered a big movie already. So you're expecting
and
them.
And the fall is like, here's the last little driblets.
Right, but some of them begin. Some of them end up being the really big movies
that's
of
right.
the year.
Right, and Christmas time they throw
it's
out a lot
of different.
Movies.
It's a different.
They throw
era.
Out a lot of movies around Christmas time.
It's a different.
Batman
era.
V Superman come out in Christmas. All the Star Trek or all the Star Wars new movies are coming out during Christmas.
Wow.
Anyway, all right, guys. Before we wrap this up, let's do one word on Good Will Hunting.
Apples.
That's a good one. I'm gonna downplay it with the southern
number.
I thought about that. I already had one in my head, but I immediately when you said apples, I started to shout out number.
You should have just
but
said
I didn't.
It.
I
you
didn't.
Should have.
But I had another. I already had one in my head.
Go for it.
The one I had in my head was, I was going to break it down southern style in south where we're at and say smarts. Because that motherfucker's got some
it's
smarts.
Smart.
All right, Podcast Land,
you
man.
You should have said number.
I should have said number. Podcast Land, check this shit out, man. We are all over the place. All you got to do is
hey, God,
Google us.
Shut up. Let me just do our fucking plugs this time.
Nail it, big brother. Little brother. All
right, guys. I want to let you know where you can find us, where we're at, man. We're on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Contact us
please.
On Facebook.
Tweet us on Twitter.
Tweet us on Twitter.
All right. We're on. You really need to check out our Behind the Smoke sessions.
What?
We got several Behind the Smoke sessions.
They're coming
and this,
out monthly.
Yeah, we're doing new ones, but right now, what we got on it is our, but before we ever started this podcast, we did a lot of crazy personal stuff that people would never know about
and you
us.
You can get it on Patreon.com.
Unless you listen to us on Patreon.com
slash
the Smoky Shelter. And it's our Behind the Smoke. And we're eventually going to put our stuff on the www.smokeshelter.com, and it's going to take you right to that site where you can find us.
That's right.
But we are also fixing to do a new segment called, right now we have the name, which is
ooh,
Under the Shelter.
Oh, I like the name you just spit that shit out, and I like that. If it's not already taken, right now. With Big Lance and Phil. Right now with Big Lance and Phil.
Right now with Big Lance and Phil.
Come on. Is that not that's the title. You look like Q over there, motherfucker.
I won't deny it.
Right
I
now.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Got my trolleys fucking with me. And you can't be fucking with a G. I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. Okay.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in her.
Anyway, okay. So, yeah. That's a cool name. Keep that in mind. Right now. If it's not already taken. Right now with Big Lance and Phil.
Right now.
All right. So,
right on, right on, right on.
Check us out at smokeshelter.com.
All right.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. Check us out. Hey, we want some Twitter followers. It's
followers.
At
It's at the Smoky Shelter. Go to Twitter, check us out at the Smoky Shelter. All right, we're on Podomatic.com. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on Stitcher. Hit us up on Stitcher. Stitchers give out rewards for like best new podcasts and all that shit. Hit us up on Stitcher. Like us, vote for us on some shit.
Please rate us and review us on iTunes.
Yeah, man. Rate us and review us on iTunes.
We just need a rate and a review, man.
And worst case scenario, if you don't want to do any of that, hit us up in our mailbag at thesmokyshelter@gmail.com. There, you can send
the
us
seven man, different levels of devil worshiping horses' heads, human sacrifice, cannibalism, exorcism. My bad, man. I fucked up with a rhyme.
You did, but it's all right.
It felt like we was going too far in our plugs that had to take us out of our plugs.
If it worked, I was just about to wrap it up. If it works,
I found our wrap up.
If it works, I'll keep it. If it don't, I'll cut it. Yeah, man, check us out. We're all over the place. Bottom line, if you want to find us, thesmokyshelter.com. Big Lance, do you have any last words to end this show and end this session tonight?
Do you like apples? I got a number. How you like them apples?
Later.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
It's time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me, fifth element. Supreme being. Me, protect you. Sleep.